listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Matt. It's great to be back.
You know, there are reports coming out that Google Android has approximately 99.7% of its users are potentially open to compromise. Can you tell us a little bit more about this?
Sure. It turns out that part of the login process that Google designed had a very bad error in that it sent credentials in plain text. And I don't know if the developers came from a telephony background or what, where, yeah, it's fine to send stuff in plain text if no one can sniff the network, but that's not how Wi-Fi works, you know, especially unencrypted Wi-Fi. And so as a result, you know, a person sniffing Wi-Fi connection could potentially get access to quite a bit of your information.
Any information in particular that's vulnerable?
As I recall, it was things like your Google Calendar. Picasa, I believe, still hasn't been fixed yet.
Right. And I think they were even saying contacts, too.
Yeah, your contacts, you know, all this stuff. Now here's the ironic thing about this, is that your contacts, all your information, pretty much many users give away anyway, because when you install applications on an Android device, they have access to certain things. And if you allow them to access your email, access your contacts, things like that, then, you know, to some extent, there's compromise. And it's one thing if you're giving this access to a Motorola or something like that. It's another thing if you're giving this access to unknown developers and, as a result, to unknown advertising networks. Because, you know, you want an application that, for example, will automatically reply to SMS messages or let you know who's sending you the message, things like that. Well, it gets access to your contacts. And once it has access to your contacts, and it also has full internet access, you can't control whether or not it takes your entire contact list and sends it out on the internet.
So how does a user find out which version of Android they're using? Is it only particular versions that are affected? And so does a user then need to work to update their version? And how do they do that?
You know, it's a difficult problem. It's generally pretty easy to find out what version of Android you have. If you go into settings, there's one about phone, I believe it is, and scroll on down, it'll tell you what version of the Android operating system you have. Updating is quite a different matter. If you've rooted your device, you can update it at your leisure or at your will. But an unrooted device, such as what I have with Verizon, or if you have AT&T or most carriers, you don't get to choose when to update it. They choose when to update it. And I know Verizon's woefully behind. I've got like 2.20 or something like that.
Right.
And so, yeah, I'm part of the 99.7% of vulnerable users. The way that users protect themselves is you turn off Wi-Fi.
Interesting. Okay, so until this update is pushed out, you'd really recommend that users then use the broadband connection, not the Wi-Fi.
Oh, Wi-Fi is broadband.
The mobile connection.
Yeah, and you can use Wi-Fi if you make sure that you're connected to a secured network, and that does not include WEP. It has to be at least WPA, and probably best WPA2. Or don't log on to anything. But do remember that your Android device is already configured to automatically log into lots of services.
Right.
You might want to go through and tell your Droid to forget a lot of Wi-Fi connections and then start consciously only adding ones that provide encryption.
Well, Randy, thanks so much for giving us some initial information on this topic. This is one that we'll definitely revisit once the providers start pushing out the updates, and hopefully that solves the issue. If you have any questions on this topic, feel free to email Randy at askeset@eset.com. You can also go to ESET's threat blog at eset.com to read more on this topic. Feel free to follow ESET on Facebook for the latest news. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.